Invisible tracking, foldable iPhones, and Texas's data center standoff. Security researchers at Brave uncovered a tracking technique on Alibaba's AliExpress platform that sounds almost science fictional. Hidden scripts fingerprint devices by measuring how they process inaudible sound, audio frequencies below normal human hearing. Every device processes audio signals slightly differently due to hardware variations, and those differences create a unique identifying signature. The technique was discovered when a developer noticed a Bluetooth glitch on the site and began investigating. Because the data is collected at the browser API level, it bypasses most standard privacy tools, which are not built to detect tracking through inaudible frequencies. Traditional browser fingerprinting relies on screen resolution, font lists, and installed plugins, all of which can be blocked or spoofed. Audio fingerprinting through inaudible frequencies sidesteps those defenses entirely, representing a significant escalation in the arms race between tracking technology and consumer privacy tools. The broader implication is that the attack surface for invisible device identification is expanding faster than most users or regulators appreciate. On the consumer hardware front, early testers are reportedly praising the first foldable iPhone ahead of its September unveiling, with the iPhone 18 Pro expected to debut September 9th. Apple has watched Samsung and Huawei iterate through multiple foldable generations while staying out of that market entirely. Positive early tester reactions suggest its characteristic patience may have produced a more refined first-generation product than competitors launched. Texas Governor Greg Abbott paused new data center approvals this week, saying the industry dug their own grave by failing to engage communities before expanding. The United States now consumes nearly 40% of the world's data center electricity, with Texas absorbing a disproportionate share of new construction. Trump publicly called Abbott's move a mistake. Senator Fetterman sided with Trump against progressive calls to slow expansion, creating an unusual coalition of a Republican president, a Democratic senator from Pennsylvania, and tech executives aligned against a Republican governor. Sony sent notifications this week reminding PlayStation users that digital games are licensed, not owned, meaning Sony can revoke access, restrict platforms, or discontinue service at any time. Players who spent $60 or $70 on a digital title discovered they hold fewer rights than someone who bought a physical disc. The European Union is already more aggressive on digital ownership rights than the United States, and the notification is likely to accelerate regulatory scrutiny on both sides of the Atlantic.